Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano, and this is another episode of the world famous, the Universal Love, the best podcast in 1, 2, 3 galaxies. But ladies and gentlemen, you and I, we just called the show Online Marketing Moves, and we are coming to you live today. Today is Tuesday, April the 23rd, 2024. Ladies and gentlemen, how are you? I recorded an episode yesterday, but it wasn't the best thing that I recorded, so I just deleted it. And I give you the synopsis of the episode. This weekend, me and her mother passed away. My mother-in-law passed away, and she was 70 years old, and we are going to miss her a lot. You know, she is not on this world anymore, but she will always be in our hearts. And that's that. So, you know, always tell the people that you love them. And, you know, if you do that, then when something like this happens, you won't say, oh, I should have done this or I should have done that. You know, you can always say, hey, we kept in contact, you know. And, that's that. And so, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I was recording yesterday, and I said, I can't do this. Not today. But today we have a great episode for you. Today we are going to talk about building up your skills so you can become economy proof. Now, anytime here in America, you know, the last 8-9 years, anytime they have a political, you know, the president election or whatever, they always talk about the economy. All the economy's bad. During COVID, the economy was bad, quote unquote. You know, Biden is going to do this. Biden is going to do that with the budget. Trump is going to do this, and Trump is going to do that for the budget. And, you know, it's going to be a disaster, and, you know, they're going to make everybody poor, and they're going to make everybody rich, and yada, 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 and so on and so on. And so, you know, the thing to avoid is, one, I would not watch politics myself, me personally, but number two, you become economy proof, recession proof, and you won't have any problems. What that means is, build up your skill level to where it doesn't matter who's in office, doesn't matter what's going on, doesn't matter the tax budget, the tax cuts, that none of that matters to you, because you are recession proof and you have became recession proof. And what I mean by that is, I remember once when I worked at a hamburger place, I was making $4.75. I was making the big time money, big time bucks. You know, okay. And it was a pizza place that came, and they moved into town. I remember their pizza was delicious. I went and tried some, and it was delicious. And so, you know, they cut into our business. They cut into the hamburger place's business, because we also sold hamburgers. And I remember things got a little slow, and, you know, things started, you know, hours started getting cut. And I remember one time I went in there, and I had worked, and then I went back in there the next week. They had my name on the thing. It said, Tony, no hours. And so I went back the next week. My name wasn't on the schedule. And I said, hey, what's this? And then, you know, somebody was like, man, you ain't got a job. I was like, yeah, I ain't worked in 2 weeks. I don't think I work here no more. And, so, you know, I got cut, and because I was, you know, the low man on the totem pole, and, you know, I was very, you know, indispensable at that time. It was not like, you know, hey, we don't need him to flip burgers. We got people for that. Pizza, we got people for that. Serving food, we got people for that. You know, I provided no additional skills that would be like, hey, we need to keep this guy around. No, I provided, all I provided was a warm body standing there, you know, taking up, eating into the budget. So I got cut. And so, you know, that was a lesson. That was a life lesson learned. Like, hey, if you want to keep a job, you got to figure out a skill. You got to figure out something that you can do that nobody, you know, that you're hard to replace, you know. Either create something for yourself or create, you know, when you're at work, you know, you have all these specialties, you have all these skills, all these things that you could bring to the table. And it's like, hey, this guy, this girl can't be touched. And that's what you want to do. And so it doesn't matter the economy, doesn't matter the president, doesn't matter who's in office, doesn't matter who's in Congress, doesn't matter what's going on. If you have the skills, if you have the smarts, if you have created a business for yourself, if you have created things that you know that only you can do, and you make them stand out, then you are recession proof. It doesn't matter what's going on, doesn't matter the lay of the land. Okay, and so as I tell you every day, figure out, hey, what can I bring? What can I do? How can I do it? You know, why should you do it? All the questions, and go out there and really hone in the work, hone in your skills. You know, it's just like every day I've been writing in the last while now, and every day I'm writing, and every day I'm writing, and I'm going to the LinkedIn, and I'm posting the things for the copywriting. Okay, and so I'll just tell you that just to say, hey, you know, they keep talking about, I keep reading things about AI, this, that, and the other. But, you know, I'm not worried about AI because I know I have a skill, you know, with it. No matter what, I know something I can always fall back on. You know what I mean? Like, I have something in my back pocket, you know, which a lot of people, they can't do, they don't want to do, and they, you know, if push ever comes to shove, I can always hop in the truck, you know, pick up loads, drive down the highway, back them into the dock, you know, and going about my business. Or I have developed the podcasting skill, the writing skills are coming into the work. So, you know, recession proof, okay? And so that's what you want to do. That's where you want to be in life. You don't want to be sitting around thinking, man, what if they cut me loose, you know? You can always, your best bet, create something for yourself. Next best bet, you know, up your skill level, up your game, you know, so that way you are irreplaceable, okay? Now, of course, we all know everybody, when it comes to a job, you can always be replaced. They will try to replace you. They might not do a great job of it, but they will try it. So, you know, create things that you can control, create things that can make you money, and you won't have to worry about any of that, you know. The best thing that you can do to be recession proof is to start generating your own income. You do that, you don't have to worry about anything, you know. I try to be nice and, you know, say, hey, you know, you up your skills for the job, you know, this, that, and the other. But if you can make an extra if you can make an extra, you know, $2,000, $2,500 a month, extra $5,000 a month for yourself, you know, through, you know, eBay or selling stuff, or, you know, affiliate marketing, or, you know, your website, blogging, whatever. You know, if you do makeup, if you do hair, if you do lashes, if you do, you know, skin products, or if you do, you know, you start a little cab service that's not Lyft, you know. I talked to a guy the other day. He said he picks up people from the airport and he does it. Turn on the Lyft app, and he said he makes extra, you know, $300 like a week doing that. And I was like, that's cool. He's like, yeah, I do Lyft, but, you know, if they want to go to the airport, I have special clients, and I take them to the airport like $100, $120. I'm like, that's cool. And so there's all kinds of ways that you can make extra, that you can make extra money. So you won't have to worry about the recession. You won't have to worry about who's in office, who's in charge, you know. And so, ladies and gentlemen, that is it. We will be back tomorrow with an all new episode of Online Marketing Moves. So Create income for yourself. Make yourself recession-proof. You won't have to worry about politics. You won't have to worry about any of that muckety muck. But until tomorrow, my name is Tony Zano. Thank you for listening. God bless. And as always, everybody, peace.